14 Conference. Come and receive divine healing, revelation, and empowerment. Be caught up into His presence by the ministry of Micah Stampley and Kathleen Carnally. There's an army rising up. Be enlightened by anointed speakers Anna Mendez Farrell and Beatrice Nichols. Coming to Port St. Lucie Civic Center September 13th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Registration is required, limited seating. Call 772-398-6949 or email womenofvalorandvalue@aol.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
How many know God has not set you in this world defenseless? He says, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. He hasn't sent us out to be devoured. We have spiritual weapons. You can bind the devil in somebody, acting through somebody, and they won't know what happened. They just know they ain't angry and violent no more. You can speak to the storm. I'm talking about the nature of the kingdom. Yes. It's not limited to church stuff. We're not limited to, you know, what goes on in church. And then we get outside the church and we all scared and intimidated and don't know what to do. No, everywhere the sole of your foot treads, I have given that to you as an inheritance. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. There shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. How many know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, cattle on a thousand hills, the gold and the silver. You better get out of that box. The king's heart is in his hand. He turns it whichever way he wants for his purpose. Sometimes he hadn't turned the king's heart in your behalf because he's still got to work some more of his nature to take more control of your life, to govern your life. Because if he don't, then you'll get up there and you'll forsake him. Jeshurun will wax fat and start sassing and kicking and thinking they did that themselves, just like Israel did. That's why there are wildernesses. That's why there are trials. And test. It is not without purpose. Sometimes you can be guilty of wasting time because you bring stuff on. Hey, and God has to wait on you. And finally you get a clue, you get desperate, and you say, I'm out of this. I ain't doing it. No, never again. God says, at last, come on. You think it's the Lord. Why, God? Why? God is saying, why? But the greater the nature of Christ that governs our life, the more, let me say, spiritually progressive we will be. God will take you places. And I don't mean just geographically, in the spirit. He will take you places. He'll give you stature in the spirit where you see things you say come to pass quickly. It'll cause you to fear God with a reverence. You'll be able to bind and loose. He said, I'll give you the keys. Keys lock and unlock. One of our sisters was prophesying or speaking a word to us this morning in our leadership concerning gatekeeping. Do you understand that you are a gatekeeper? In other words, you have been distributed keys. You can lock stuff out, or you can open the gate and let stuff out, or let people in, or let the enemy in, or keep the enemy out. And when you hear the Lord knocking, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You can open up and let him in. And when the devil's knocking, you say, I don't know that voice. I'm not following no stranger. No, I ain't letting no stranger in. You know, you tell your children, don't let no strangers in the house. You're going to walk up in the house and all kind of folks, who are these people? Especially if they're collecting bills. Remind me of the story of the little boy. Went to the door and said, who is that? He said, it's some guy that needs to talk to you about a bill. He said, tell him I ain't here. He said, my mommy said to tell you she's not here. Keys to lock and unlock. And finally he says, the gates of hell, the counsels, the strategies, the onslaughts, the challenges of hell shall not prevail. No matter how formidable your foe might present himself, he cannot prevail against the church and the revelation upon which it is built. He was saying not that the church is built upon the Catholic thing based in Rome. No, wrong. That ain't it. When you talk about Catholic, see, they use that, the Church of Rome, as the Catholic Church. But the word Catholic means all-inclusive. And that really, the church is Catholic, but not that Catholic. It's all-inclusive, all nations, all kindred, all tongues, all ethnicities. That's the only Catholicism. It ain't that, with the Pope being infallible and all that foolishness. That's man's doing. But he said, upon this revelation, I will build. Whatever you bind is bound. I'll give you keys to unlock and to lock. You will be gatekeepers. Evil only prevails when righteous men say or do nothing. More can be accomplished on your knees. I said more can be accomplished on your knees than you could ever accomplish with your hands. Because on your knees, the hand of God starts working. Providence starts working. All these things start working. And then he said, the gates, the counsels, the strategies, the onslaughts, none of these things shall prevail. When it talks about prevailing, it means it will come. Sometimes as a seeming flood, things can go wrong, can go awry. But if you'll stay in the nature of the kingdom, when all the smoke and dust clear, you'll be the one standing. You'll be the one on course. You'll be the one, amen, that has been victorious. Amen. Now look down in that same chapter, chapter 16, verse 21. From that time forth, now Peter just received the revelation of the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Now, this is where I pray God impart to us understanding. For this is the nature of the kingdom. Oftentimes, we only want to see the part where whatever you bind is bound. And whatever keys you use, you unlock. And whatever you lock out is locked out. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And it's true, but there was a flip side. The Lord said, I must go and be offered up. There's an avenue through which I must pass in order to redeem, pay the price for mankind. Now, understanding the nature of the kingdom, you have to understand sometime how God blesses you may not be a conventional way that people in the world are blessed. Matter of fact, a lot of people say, I just worked hard for this. Well, sometimes God going to give you something you ain't worked nothing for. You ain't did a day of work for that in your life. And also God just pour it on you. But it'll be because you are positioned properly and he knows you won't squander. You won't bring a reproach upon him. He told Israel in Deuteronomy 8, he said, I led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you. And see, that's what the wilderness was all about, humbling them. And to get the slave mentality. See, when God humbles you, you don't have a slave mentality. True humility is not insincere, hypocritical piety. You know, people act like they're humble, but they're not. They got a slave mentality, a bad self-image. Amen. Feel like you owe them something. or something or other. You understand? True humility. I led you these 40 years to humble you, to prove you, and to cause you to understand when I take you into Canaan and you got barns that are filled up, houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant, everything you touch prospers, so that you'll understand that you don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of my mouth, you live. I tell you, if God is allowed to accomplish that in our life, all the rest of it is dessert. All the rest of it is cake. All the rest of it is easy street. God can pour it. You wonder why sometimes people, you know, watch. People are going to rise up in this church, in this community, in this church, and this church too, where God's going to just pour out, be pouring out, be pouring out, be pouring out. And people are going to be wondering, man, there are going to be people that get jealous, people get mad, get angry. And we have no control over that, except to love them, treat them right, amen. But there are going to be people that rise up by the power of God, amen. And those that have been murmuring and complaining and taking shortcuts and not doing due diligence, gonna get jealous of you. Amen. Jealousy is cruel. People hating on you for no reason. That's gonna be another test of the kingdom nature. Jesus loved his own, but he even loved his enemies. All the way on the cross, he loved his enemies. Come on, this is the true kingdom nature. He's kind to the unjust. Hello? Amen. He gives to the unthankful. That's a hard thing sometimes. You bless and change somebody's life and they don't even act thankful. They don't even come back and say thank you. I tell my wife the other day, I said, if some people would just say thankful, it will make everything all right. You don't owe me nothing. You don't have to give me nothing back. Just say thank you. Y'all don't understand. Whether they do or not, it's okay. But see, the word says don't be a debtor. See, some of us owe people, not money. You owe them a thank you. You owe them something. You see, if you understand in relationship, a lot of times that makes things all right. Even when you make mistakes, if you just communicate and you let them know your heart, it's all right. We'll work out this thing. We'll get through this. But when you walk away all proud, like, you know, you can't admit to a mistake or a mess up. Okay, now we got issues. Come on, that's leadership 101 right there. That don't cost you nothing. It's the same way with the Lord. When you go before the Lord, if Adam and Eve had gone before God and said, Father, we've messed up. We've been deceived and we have messed up. I believe it would have been different. But see, they allowed their mess up to cause shame, condemnation. So they hid. Then they got to work with their own hands and tried to cover their own self. That really spells hypocrisy.
We have come to the close of part 23 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of the Kingdom. There is a divine appointment on your life. Because of the obedience of Christ, we became righteous. Jesus paid a debt that he did not owe. Your healing and your soundness is attached to his obedience. No saint should be speaking negative words over his or her life. You better speak the word over your situation. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 17:7, "Arise and be not afraid." Speak the word and let the nature of the kingdom arise in you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off U.S. 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.